It's business time.
It's time for business. It's time for the download on Chicago Business here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. This segment, of course, sponsored by Signature Bank. This is our small business segment that features CEOs and entrepreneurs sharing their stories so we can help better understand ours. Tonight, we talk about one of Chicago's up-and-coming and iconic brands at the same time, Portillo's. The one-time hot dog stand turned million-dollar operation continues to grow in the Chicago area. Right now, they got 51 restaurants in seven different states. A new restaurant is slated to open in Fishers, Indiana at the end of the month. The CEO of the Oak Brook-based company is Keith Kinsey. He's been in the position since 2015. He's the second CEO in the company's 54-year history, of course, the other being the founder, Dick Portillo. Kinsey is no stranger to the executive offices of many different food companies. He's worked for McDonald's, Chipotle, and right before Portillo's, Noodles & Company. Keith Kinsey joins me tonight to talk growth, leadership, and chocolate cake shakes. No, maybe not the Keith Kinsey, welcome to the download on Chicago
Justin,
Business.
Thank you very much for the opportunity tonight.
All right, so let's get into this conversation. I'm amazed. I mean, for only two CEOs in the company's history, for you to be the second, what kind of challenges are there when you have a brand that everyone knows by the last name of the original founder and the CEO to sort of step into those shoes?
It's a huge challenge, but one that is so exciting to be a part of, because what Dick Portillo did and those 52 years is unbelievable. He created not only a brand from a standpoint of the food, but the culture inside of it. The restaurants themselves, the atmosphere, the service, the iconic element of that name and the food brought together with the atmosphere, the people, and just the legendary association he has with Chicago and Chicago food. Is fantastic.
What drew you to the job? I mean, because you had worked at larger companies. This was kind of a downshift, if you will, in terms of size of company.
Oh, that's a great question. It's so funny. I think back when I first came up from school, I went to the University of Illinois and came up to Chicago. I worked for McDonald's. And the two places I would go to eat was McDonald's, of course, and this place in St. Charles, on St. Charles World in 83. It's called Portillo's. I love the hot dogs, love the atmosphere, love the inside, and it was just a great experience. I said, wow, what a great place. Who would have thought 25, 26 years later, I got a chance to come back to my hometown, Chicago, and be a part of something so special?
You know, for you, I mean, part of the deal of you know, 52 years and the company selling to a private equity firm was growth. Yeah. Was this idea of taking this iconic brand outside of stores that are in Chicago and the suburbs and making it a much bigger enterprise, one that's nationwide? Did that attract you as a CEO? Is that the kind of thing that would attract you as a businessman to take over a company like this?
Absolutely, absolutely. Because when you think about what it takes to really grow something and have that kind of capability to go beyond, say, a region, Portillo's has it all. If you think about the food, if you think about the experience, you think about when you go inside one of the restaurants, it's so timeless because there's so much history in there and there's so many different things from an event to a conversation to a business. You can just take part of it. And for me, that opportunity to do that and grow it mm-hmm. was just kind of like that final opportunity to really be a part of something very special.
It is interesting because to make that expansion, Portillo's as the brand starts to compete against different types of fast food companies. I think of the Culver's and the bigger fast food, the McDonald's and the Wendy's and the other places where before, I mean, I'm not saying you weren't competing against them before, but you were known to be an iconic store. It was almost destination shopping to go to Portillo's. How do you make that transition from everyone knowing a brand and a certain food to competing on a national level against a variety of different restaurants that can offer a variety of choices?
Yeah, you're exactly right. That's a big challenge. But what is so important about Portillo's is the strength of its elements. And when I think about that, it is the food. It's Dick Portillo and the legendary service that he drives and the training that we do, the people that we recruit. And the thing that's so, so special is when we bring people in, they stay with us. They understand it. They feel a part of it. That piece is so important. They're proud of the food. They're proud of the building. We spend a lot of money to make sure it looks right, feels right, and people are proud to go to work there every day. And then that really carries itself to the guest. And then that breaks through. You don't have to do a lot of the marketing and advertising.
They know it.
Exactly right.
You know, I'm intrigued by that, because I would think at a certain point, are you selling? I mean, when I go into a Portillo's, especially one here in Ontario or any of the ones that are in freestanding in the suburbs or around Chicago, I do think Chicago experience. Right, I walk in, and what has been set up in Portillo's is a very sort of 50s, 60s kind of Chicago experience. So even the pictures on the wall, right? How is that part of the brand identity when you get into Fishers, Indiana, or you go into different states, and whether it be Arizona or California and other places, are you selling Chicago as much as you're selling hot dogs?
Well, that's really great. One of the things that was such an important part of what we did and Dick did in developing the brand for out of the Chicago area was taking that Chicago theme, but adding a little bit of each one of the communities we went into. So there's a little bit about Harley-Davidson up in Milwaukee, in that area. Up in Minnesota, okay, we talk about some of the grains. You go down to Florida, we talk about some of the elements about the beach and things like that. So it was so good about taking the main elements of the brand, but also having people really feel a part of what this was, because it had pieces of their community inside that restaurant.
I have to say, that's an interesting strategy, because far too often when you go into a chain that is you can just go to one in Arizona and one in Florida and one in Chicago, they almost go out of their way to make the experience consistent in the way it looks, the way it feels. If you go into a Wendy's, it's a Wendy's. I mean, even down to the way that the chairs look. But in this case, I mean, there is some value in uniqueness.
Oh, you're exactly right. And not only from a standpoint with inside the building, Justin, but we also do it relative to the look. We have a diner look. We have a mining look. We have a prohibition look. And that adds to kind of the theme and the intrigue of people going by, oh, that's a Portillo's, but it looks different. Let's go inside and see what it's different in the inside. It has little nuances that are different. And we have the cars in there. And people love to go and have their pictures taken with the car. And some of it, like you said, the pictures.
Yeah.
And there's a great story about Dick and his wife and how they built it. And from the doghouse, there's so many things that people can connect to and be a part of. And I think it's so well laid out that there's it's so important in brands to get that emotional connection. And those things do that. They're so honest. There's the integrity of what it stands for, not only finds itself in the building, but the food and the service and the people.
And there are no franchises. This is not a franchise operation. This is, if you're a Portillo's in Arizona, you're owned by the same Portillo's here in Chicago. When doing that, what are the challenges? I mean, because, reading some of the articles that were put out when you took over and the firm took over, there was talk of, well, we want to be in every state, all 50 states. We want 10 to 15% growth every single year. I mean, how important is it to stick to those goals? And what are the challenges of trying to expand like that when it's not franchisees, when you have to open your own stores on your dime?
Yeah, you're right. The biggest challenge is people. And that is the core of everything. Because you can go find the real estate, you can go find the pieces of property, but ensuring that you have the people that carry on that legacy, that understand the importance of the food and the story and the quality and the service and the training. So it's going out and making sure you find those teams, you build those teams. We have an opening team. It's 45 people. All they do is go from market to restaurant to restaurant. They're people that have a long history with Portillo's. They understand the food. They understand why temperatures are important, or the way we do the dog and the sequence of what we do on the dog.
Yeah.
Same thing with the beef. And really teach that history. And that's so important. So that has to come first. The growth comes secondarily. If it's seven restaurants or five, whatever that number is based on how well we get that team together.
This is a download on Chicago Business. Keith Kinsey is my guest. He's the CEO of the Oakbrook-based company Portillo's. Of course, we know it here in Chicago as it expands to other places, including Fishers, Indiana, which will be at the end of the month. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll continue the conversation. I want to talk about your personal experience of being a leader and how you've grown as a CEO in your own words. Keith Kinsey, my guest on the download on Chicago Business. Stay with us.
It's business time.
It's a download on Chicago Business here on 720 WGN, sponsored by Signature Bank. I'm Justin Kaufman. In studio with me, Keith Kinsey. He is the CEO of the Oakbrook-based Portillo's, the iconic Chicago food. I keep wanting to say hot dog stand, but it's no longer hot. So much goes on there. Now has moved on to having 51 restaurants in 7 different states. And the goal with the company is to continue to expand the brand nationwide. We're talking about that. You know, Mr. Kinsey, it's great to have you here to talk about Portillo's, which has been a success story for Chicago. But your career, I mean, you have been a CEO at different places. Noodles & Company comes to mind, where you really have taken brands to the next level. When you get to a job like this, and you've had experience, executive experience before, what do you take with you? How do you evolve as a leader? I mean, do you figure out how to be a leader at a place and you say, I'm just gonna cut and copy and go right to the next job? Or do you take with you the experiences, both the pluses and the minuses?
No, that's a great question. It's the pluses and the minuses. It's really learning from what you've done before, but it's really it goes back to understanding the people and understanding what makes them passionate about a brand. Particularly, you think about a Portillo's, you think about all the other brands. It's what makes them so aligned with what goes on in that restaurant or with that business. And it starts with talking to the restaurants, the restaurant team, the restaurant people, and understanding how they connect with their guests and how they connect with the food and what's important to them and what makes them motivated, makes them, when they walk out the door, just like you want your guests to, happy, and you know what? I'm excited about coming in tomorrow and working my shift,
right,
and working my job, and taking those pieces and really dissecting them and using your experiences from the other jobs that have kind of, if you tweak them, whether it's some of the benefits pieces, whether it's some of the uniforms, the way they get greeted, the way you involve them in decision making. Those things are so important to really sit down and listen, and the word listen. And really have feedback to them and give them that feedback.
Portillo's will always be known as a sort of a mom and pop type place. I mean, it is, even though it continues to expand. How do you keep that as a CEO? How do you make sure as you expand and you have, like we said, I mean, 51 restaurants in 7 different states. How do you make sure from a leadership standpoint that remains the culture inside the organization? I'm not talking about what's facing to the customer, but to make sure that it's not sort of, hey, we're a mom and pop place for people who buy the hot dogs, but when we get inside, we are cutthroat corporate.
Oh, no, that you know where it starts is and every one that we've done is we have Dick be a part of that opening. And he comes in and he takes the time to talk to that team, the 200-plus kids, before we open up that restaurant, and talk about how important the training that they've gone through, how important what he did to build this, how important it is to be a part of the community. We do fundraisers. We're going to do one down in Florida with the 2 restaurants coming up to give back and make sure that they understand that we're not here to take money out. We're here to be a part of it. We want to create careers for the people that come and work for the organization and really bring it down to that level. Talk to the people when they come into the restaurant.
Right.
Make the families feel comfortable. And those are the pieces that when we have the openings, we invite those individuals in so that they can be a part of it and they can spread the word. Our strength in branding and marketing our restaurants is through the people that come through that door, the guests and our team members. When they're proud of it and they're proud of it that we're a part of their community, it's so amazing how well we connect.
You know, being someone who has had experience, a lot of experience in the food sector, what is the biggest challenge as a leader, whether it's Portillo's or Noodles & Company or working at Chipotle? What are the biggest challenges to leading a team, and beyond, you know, making sure you got the right team? I mean, there's factors that go into how the product gets brought in. There's factors about the government getting involved and how much people can get paid. I mean, what are some of the things that you have to deal with outside of just making sure you have the right team in place?
Well, it is those other facets. It is how do you do business in some of the environments, and how do you make sure that when you're doing that, it works for everybody? And also making sure that your partners, you know, it's one piece to have a part of what you have within the confines of the restaurant and your organization. It's really important to have the Viennas and the different
vendors,
businesses, vendors,
yeah, right,
out
right
there that help us and be a part of it. They are partners. That's what I love about what we do. They're truly partners when it comes to our business. And Toronto Bread, all these different, Greco, all these different companies are a part of what we do. And it's very important that they feel that way because they go over and above for you. And you have to have those relationships because they do what they do very well. And we do what we do very well, which is restaurants.
When you put a strategy out front, about wanting to go nationwide and expand the company, do you have to protect, and maybe protect's not the right word, do you have to be aware of the continued success in this market? Meaning, you know, you have a lot of competition and people who want a slice of your, you know, your business here, whether it be other hot dog companies or other fast food companies. Do you have to think about making sure you take care of Chicago before you take care of the rest of the country?
It is. What comes out of Portillo's is so important to have as organic growth out of Chicago. It is so important to keep this part of the business very focused. And because it's a couple of things, we get a lot of learnings from here, but we have a kind of our growth for our people. Our best people going to some of these other markets to help kind of institute and bring about our culture come from here. And we got to keep seeding this and growing this and making sure that just continues to grow. It is a very focused effort to make sure it's kind of a dual. You've got your outgrowth in your other markets, but Chicago has to be your base, and it's got to continue to help you grow the other markets based on what it does here.
Last question as we wrap up here. Why Chicago? I mean, it started here, of course, but it doesn't have to stay here. I mean, you expand out. But what is it about Portillo's in Chicago that continues that relationship? What is it about being a Chicago company?
Oh, it's the Chicago itself. I mean, it's the people. You know, it's the food. It's the atmosphere. It's the way we're embraced. And it makes it so special. There's so much that happens here that when we go out, the people love the story. The Chicago story, it has such brand strength, and people love that. And it, there's whether it's the Italian beef or the hot dogs, whether it's the Maxwell, whether any of those, you know, it's just the Italians, our meatballs. We're doing a brat. I mean, it's just phenomenal, the things that give so much credibility to just, food coming out of Chicago.
It's named every Chicago food. I love it. Keith Kinsey is the CEO of the Oakbrook-based Portillo's, as we're talking about expanding that brand outside of Chicago. Right now, it's in 51 restaurants in 7 different states, but they continue. CEO Keith Kinsey, thanks so much for being my guest.
Thank
I appreciate
you very
it.
Much. It was an honor.